grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, love boat, bud, buddha, blunt, pot, pet, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come here, man.
Brought to you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
Do it, man.
Oi, oi. Mary Jane. Nobody asked for that.
I did.
Yeah, I did too. That was great.
Thank you. What's going on, sir?
Well, kia ora.
Sir Green.
Would you like to introduce me?
Yes, here he is. This is Chris from Marijuana Media. All the way from the hemp store.
There you go. That's right.
Do you want to...
Right.
Do you
want a bike, heading on down. You will get that closer. Kia ora, everyone listening out there. And welcome back to Marijuana Media for the week. And hello. We've just met.
Great. We're about to become quite close associates.
Yeah.
If you didn't know, my name's Shaquille. But we're talking about you. We're talking about what your business is.
Well, we're talking cannabis. And in fact, what we're leading with is the police are on a shopping trip. Would you like to go shopping with the police?
I couldn't think of anything worse.
I think it's quite a big trolley they've got. What they're shopping for is roadside drug testing devices. This is because, and this is on Radio New Zealand if you want to check this out, law change to allow drug testing devices to do roadside screening. So yes, we're talking roadside testing to lead off. And this bill, Land Transport Drug Driving Bill, has been sort of brewing away for a year or so. It passed its second reading just very recently with the new parliament back. Every MP voted for it except the Greens and Te Pāti Māori. So just bear that in mind.
Well, that makes sense.
Every single other MP. Every single one. All the Labour MPs, for example, voted for this.
Right.
And what this bill does, and as I say, the police put this tender out. You can look on the government tender website, which I've registered for. I had a look around it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to put in a bid.
I see.
For some really stink ones. No. I'm going to put in a bid for this digital electronic version.
Right.
Rather than testing your saliva. We'll see if it goes anywhere. I'll do it more out of principle. But there's an app that I've been really kind of hyping on the show and my blog over the years. It's called Druid, and you can look that up in the App Store, Apple or Google. Get it on your phone and use it already.
Druid. And now, what does Druid do?
Druid uses all the sensors in your phone to see whether you're out of it. And so your balance, your coordination, it does a few little games. It tries to distract you with some things that are a bit like, oh no, you got to concentrate. And then it gives you a score. And because everyone's different, it's looking for the deviation from your regular.
What if you're neurodivergent? Do you punch that in your settings?
Yeah, well, it will show up as you're doing it, and then that will be your typical behaviour on it.
Typical behavior.
Has actually got the strongest correlation with detecting impairment out of any method.
What? Your phone? That makes a lot of sense.
Exactly. As we've mentioned a couple of months ago, there was a study that came out. No bodily fluid, neither blood, breath, urine, breath of bodily fluid, well anyway, urine or saliva, none of them, THC in them is not predictive of impairment in any bodily fluid.
There you go.
So whereas this app is. So I'm going to get on the old government tender and put it in there and see if we can get them to adopt it. Because what this does...
That's great.
The bill... It's now in what they call the committee stage. This is the final stage. This is where MPs can propose and debate amendments. Any MP can. So maybe some of those Labour ones were actually thought, I'll vote for it now, but I'm going to amend it. Maybe, you know, but let's find out. If you've got an MP that you think should be doing something about this, contact them. Send them a little email.
I've got a few I can think of.
There you go. Send them a little email and let them know they'd have your support if they actually did something about it. So what this does, people think this is about impairment. It's not. They're actually removing the word impairment, and it's not about that at all. So that's part of this bill, is taking away the requirement to detect impairment. Now it's just detecting recent use. And in terms of cannabis, that's the last few days.
That is
crazy.
Infuriating.
Also, so your oral saliva, your one on the roadside, that's just going to be a screening test because they're so unreliable that they were like, okay, we can't do them as evidential, but they'll be a screen. And because they're unreliable, you'll have to fail two. Because if you fail one, that could just be the stupid device. So they're already admitting they're unreliable. Then it goes off to a lab, but you get a 12-hour stand down as soon as that happens with your unreliable devices. The Minister of Police can approve the devices and methods, and they've removed the criteria for them to actually be accurate. The Minister of Police can just approve any old device. It also allows the devices to test families of substances instead of a single substance. So even though they name, for example, methamphetamine, it means that anything related to it is going to trigger it. So someone on Ritalin is going to trigger for meth.
That's what I'm saying. What the hell?
If you had some lidocaine, you're going to trigger for cocaine, for example. So it's, yeah, crazy. But anyway, looking through this Hansard debate, you really get to see what people think. And these apologists for this crapola were basically admitting that it is crap, but that, oh no, but don't worry, it'll get better. We'll change it in future.
Sure.
Is what they're kind of promising.
Famous last word.
Yeah. So there's a review built in. The review is in 5 years, and this bill removes all criteria from the review. It also lets the Minister of Police appoint the reviewer of their choice and set them any old terms. What it had in before was that the review had to be about efficacy. Is it accurate? Is it working? What's the impact? What about the effects of, like, over-incarcerating Māori or whatever, right? They had all that built in. All that's been deleted from this bill. So now the Minister of Police can just say, can you review if it's a nice colour device, for example? Oh, yeah, it's blue. Oh, great. Done. They also pointed to, you got a medical defence, and that is true. We're one of the, unlike Australia, medical defence. But it's a defence in court. You've got to actually go off to court and defend it with your prescription. But that's better than having no defence. Also, it breaches the Bill of Rights because it lets the police take you away somewhere for the testing. And you haven't been accused or suspected of anything at this point, right? Yeah. You're just driving. They get to take you away. And that's what the law says. But MPs said, oh, no, don't worry. The police told us that's just to move you onto the footpath or whatever, you know. So sure. It's okay. It's okay. It's fine. Anyway. Police also said, just to round up with the crap, that they wouldn't use this to conduct any searches or lay any drug charges. They just assured him, no, we won't do that. They just assured them. So MPs are apparently quite happy with that, except, as I say, Greens and Te Pāti Māori.
Naturally.
Yeah, so just remember that. Just remember.
All right. Horrible.
Right, now, I said I would try and get onto some good news, but first we've got to wade through more
garbage.
So we'll get over it quickly. So Radio New Zealand, and trigger warning, it's Jim Mora. God, he triggers me. cannabis lessons from the US. And yeah, if you ever want to get aggravated and infuriated, have a listen. It's on their website. Susan Baldacci, who lives over there, apparently it's all bad. It's just terrible. And she didn't like the smell. So yeah, it's 20 minutes of, oh my goodness. And she ignores things like all the benefits that you get, like the taxes, the reduction in alcohol use, reduction in opioids, reduction in overdoses from fentanyl and things.
Even the underage ones stop caring about it.
So send a message to Radio New Zealand too about old Jim Mora. But speaking of the US, there was a couple of some international intrigue, and that's that part of Trump meeting with, I hate even saying the word, but part of Trump meeting with those Putin and that was that they did a little prisoner swap, and Russia got this cryptocurrency embezzler. America got a cannabis toting teacher, Mark Fogel. He had been jailed in Russia for having a little vape card on him.
A teacher?
So that, good on that. I thought that was quite good. Out of all the people you could try and get, I guess.
Yeah, get rid of
they went for the cannabis prisoner and got him back. Russia then followed up by just arresting another one. So this is on Run News. They were just the next day arrested a US citizen in Moscow for having some cannabis laced marmalade.
Be for real.
I didn't even know you could get cannabis laced marmalade, but I guess
sounds awesome.
Yeah, I'd try it. And now we journey over to Australia. Finally, we get some good news, which is over in Aussie.
That's rare.
My favourite Aussie website, which is Crikey.
Crikey.
A hot box on both your houses. That was the headline. And this is that they just had a by-election, Werribee by-election, and the big two parties, you think their version of Labour and National, lowest vote ever for those two, and people were all voting for the little guys, and they were like, well, they're calling them double haters, people that hate both parties. And so the legalised cannabis party got their highest vote ever, which was great.
Period.
And but I love that, here's your one of your best media paragraphs in terms of smoking terminology. Something was certainly smoking in Little River, this is Crikey. Oh, by the way, comment you. By night's end, it was clear something was ablaze. The ALP primary, that's the Labour Party, took a massive hit. Yet few of its defectors lit up for the Liberals. So they got them right in there, eh? Some good weed jokes. Good on them.
Wow. Crikey.com.au.
Low-hanging fruit from them, eh?
Someone's writing some bangers over there.
Yeah, I love it. Meanwhile, Aussie Greens, New South Wales Senator for the Greens, David Shoebridge, he was saying, well, hey, solution to the cost of living crisis, which is over there as well as here. We've got it here. Mm-hmm. And here's your solution. Legalise cannabis. Billions of dollars of revenue.
Mm-hmm.
While, as he notes, typically the price halves over the next few years over legalisation. So it puts money back in your pocket. While putting legit money floating around the economy. Mm-hmm. He's saying it won't fix the housing, it won't jail supermarket bosses for price gouging or make healthcare free. But still, it's more money, more jobs, safer products, and for 50% off. Sounds like a win all around.
Yeah.
So the Greens, they had a bill to do a legalised cannabis bill over there to register cannabis strains, regular or let people grow their own, and as well as licensed cannabis cafes.
Whoa, little good. Coffee shops, eh?
Way better than our referendum in terms of the model, yeah. I thought. It was much more community orientated. Unfortunately, those Labor and Liberals, they voted against it. So that's out. But he's going to put another one in, and it made me look it up here. Are there any cannabis bills under any MP's names here? No, there aren't.
Truly.
So, come on, Greens, we're looking at you. Let's get a bill into Parliament.
Let's get jiggy on that again.
And finally, we'll just round it up here. You can check out on the Herald, there's a big podcast about Mr. Asia. And of course, that's the infamous smuggling syndicate of the 70s. It started off with Buddha sticks and progressed to heroin and shooting people. And definitely a tale in what prohibition does. Mm. Grow room, fire, and Teatatu, leading the Herald's website this afternoon, as I checked. But next week, we'll talk about this more next week. Next Thursday, there's actually a story on Radio New Zealand Today, just kind of hyping it. Next Thursday, New Zealand Drug Foundation are launching a workplace guide for medicinal cannabis. So this is like a model employment policy, how to manage medical cannabis around the workplace, both for employers and employees. People have been calling out for that. I get called about it virtually every day by people with these sorts of questions. So that's happening next Thursday. So we'll be able to talk about that then. They're doing like an online webinar kind of launch, and I'll get on that before the show. So we'll find out all about it.
Awesome.
And they'll be in the shop doing their substance checking on the 6th of March.
And where is the shop?
Where that is, 253 K Road. And that's first Thursday where all the K Road's open late and stuff. So with Drug Foundation come in, bring in their machine, and you can test all your bits. And they can't do flower with that existing machine, but if you've got a strange edible or vape cart you've bought online or something weird like that, you can bring that in and get it tested.
Wow, wow, wow. I might have to come.
Yeah.
Get some stuff tested.
And if you need a doctor to go legit, give me a ring.
There it is, Chris Fowley from the Hemp Store. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Any final words?
Woo! Love it. Great to meet you, and we look forward to many more fantastic shows. Thank
exactly right. Shout outs to Mary Jane.
Do it, babe.
That was Marijuana Media.
To the Hemp Store. Visit them at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz. I'm in love with